is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Some listeners may recall that there's been high drama in space in October as a Russian mission to supply the International Space Station failed, although the crew ejected to safety. This made things difficult for the remaining crew on the space station as they need supplies to keep the International Space Station safe and food for themselves. The good news is that two supply missions to the ISS have recently been successful. An uncrewed Russian cargo ship linked up with the ISS on November the 18th to deliver nearly 3 tons of supplies for the orbiting lab. The resupply ship called Progress 21 docked robotically at the space station 405 kilometers over Algeria. Progress 71 launched into orbit last Friday from Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Russian cosmonaut Sergei Prokopyev watched over Progress 71's arrival with care, ready to take remote control if necessary, but the cargo ship performed flawlessly, parking itself at the aft end of the station's Russian-built service module. In case you were wondering what astronauts need on board the ISS, it delivered a load of food. 440 kilograms of water, experiment gear, 750 kilograms of propellant, 55 kilos of oxygen, and 24 kilos of air. It doesn't sound a lot, but actually much of the material is recycled. I once asked some little children what they thought astronauts eat in space, and they answered correctly. Broccoli, one said. Yes, they do. They eat fruits and vegetables when a fresh cargo is delivered and look forward to it immensely. The launch of Progress 71, which lifted off on a Soyuz FG booster, sets the stage for the first launch of a crew to the new station. With Progress 71's successful launch, Roscosmos, the Russian space agency's officials, are now confident its Soyuz FG boosters are once again ready to carry human crews. The upcoming flight, set for December the 3rd, will carry 3 new crew members to the station to join the existing trio. Progress 71's docking comes one day ahead of another cargo ship, an uncrewed Cygnus spacecraft that arrived at the station on Monday to deliver 3,357 kilos of supplies. A Northrop Grumman Antares rocket launched the Cygnus last Saturday from a pad at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on Wallops Island, Virginia. So it seems the ISS is now well supplied. It will, however, reach the end of its life at some point, and the current date for decommissioning is set for 2028. Although Trump is not a big fan, so let's watch this space, but he should be given the commercial bent of his interests. The ISS is one big science lab in space, using the extremely low gravity conditions to test substances and processes. What may arise from these experiments could be highly commercially exploitable, and it's been shown, variously, that for each dollar spent in space exploration, many return in commercial benefit. You can actually see the ISS from Earth. It appears as a bright object moving quickly over the night sky, and to find out when you can see it from Cape Town, you can go to the website www.heavens-above.com, so there's a dash between heavens and above, and put into the program that you're in Cape Town and it'll work out for you when you can see the ISS and some other bright satellites. Amateurs with cameras, telescopes and patience have photographed the ISS quite dramatically, and these pictures bring home to you that this object really is orbiting around the Earth once each 90 minutes and that people live in space. An abrupt change of topic. If you'd like to attend the open night tomorrow at the Observatory, you'll be treated to a talk by Christian Hetlager, who is always very warm and amusing. His talk is entitled A Star Over Bethlehem, an Astronomical Detective Story, and this will be followed by a tour of the site and, weather permitting, stargazing. The talk looks at the Christmas story from an astronomical perspective, trying to find out what astronomical events might or might not have prompted the journey to Bethlehem and who might have taken it. Along the way, it touches on questions such as why Venus is hell, how the perplexing motion of the planets can be explained, and why being overweight is a bad idea if you are a star, and what to think about astrology. Well, many times I've been introduced by people as an astrologer, which would make many astronomers incandescent with rage, but being an Aquarian, I take it as it comes. Of course, I'm lying about my star sign, but that's typical of Aries. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us dark skies.